Unit 1. Parasitic Butterflies and Their Host Ants. Reading. Just like human society, the animal kingdom is a dog-eat-dog world. The feeble are bound to fall prey to the strong. There are, however, some interesting exceptions to this rule. They are symbiotic and parasitic relationships. In the former, both parties depend on each other. A good example is the bond between sea cucumbers and pearlfish. In the latter, one benefits at the expense of the other. For instance, the butterfly called Niphanda fusca uses ants to raise its young. When the young of the butterfly are in the larvae stage, they crawl down from bushes onto the ground and wait for ants to find them. The larvae give off chemicals that fool the ants into believing that they are ant larvae. The deceived ants carry them back to their nests. Once in the nest, the ants care for the larvae and treat them as if they were ant queens. Some researchers have looked into this and have suggested it could be because the butterfly larvae are larger and that the ants might believe they have a really good larva of their own, and therefore should feed it extra. Others think differently. They suspected that the special treatment could not just be because of the chemicals the butterfly caterpillars give off and their larger size. These researchers had been puzzled by a ticking sound the caterpillars made, and wondered if this was significant. They recorded the ticking songs made by worker ants, an ant queen, and a butterfly caterpillar. To their surprise, the song of the queen and the butterfly caterpillar was very similar. The use of the ticking sound could be the reason why ants take such tender care of these otherwise alien butterfly larvae. The only dangerous moment for the caterpillars is when they have become real butterflies and must dig out of the ant's nest to fly away. All the tricks, the chemicals and the sounds, mysteriously disappear. They are now giving away their true identity, food for the ants. Unfortunately, some fail to escape and are eaten by the host ants, which were their foster parents just a short while ago.